This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, it sounds like and feels like summer when I hear this song.
This is from the Singles soundtrack. Almost. Remember that movie, Jerry?
No, I don't.
Singles?
No. Should I?
Yeah, it was like...
Singles? No.
Singles? It was like a 1992 film.
Nope.
About singles living in Seattle.
Nope.
It really like brought up the whole... Pearl Jam was on. It was early Pearl Jam stuff.
No. I hear singles, I think of Brett Gardner. A lot of
singles
and a couple of home runs.
All right, that's fair enough, Jerry. You are on a sports radio station.
Yeah, well.
I've got a couple of more Caitlin Clark stories for you, Jerry.
Yes.
I'd love to hit you with.
Okay.
Well, a couple things. Caitlin Clark met the media yesterday.
I do have this clip. I know where you're going.
You do? You have this clip?
Yeah.
She met the media in lovely Indianapolis, which I love Indianapolis.
I know you do.
It's a beautiful city.
I know.
She ran into Indianapolis Star reporter Greg Doyle, who had a somewhat interesting exchange with her and then was called a pervert.
Which, there's one weird part in it where I can kind of understand.
Dave Portnoy of Barstool called him a pervert.
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 Hey, pervert. Pervert. Pervert.
So you have the audio?
Oh, yeah.
In the beginning of it, he's showing her, which you can't hear, he's doing the hand symbol of the heart, which
right.
I guess she does to her family
as
members.
She says in the clip, yes.
All right.
So here is, it starts with him.
Hi.
Hi.
Caitlin. Hi. Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
There's the sign.
You like that?
Like that?
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay, well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me, and we'll be able to get along just fine.
Oh.
So.
Okay. The part that I just found.
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
Creep.
Yeah. A little weird.
Creep.
Came across
you
a little
look
weird.
Pretty good. How old are you? Hello. I'd like to meet you at the Applebee's.
There's
for
Creepy Al.
Okay. I've made lemonade. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. My God.
I like that you're here. I like that you're here.
I like that you're here. How are you doing today?
That sounds like you.
Yeah. That's the voice that the shows use when they have to distort a pervert's voice.
And they shade the face.
Yeah, on a news program.
Hello. Do you like what you see? Well, how are you doing tonight? Can I give you a bath?
Here. I like
a bath.
I like that you're here.
Yeah, this was
hurtful. Do you have any photos I can see of you?
No, Al, I don't. You weirdo.
I see you're teasing me a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so Dave Portnoy, I guess, had retweeted it and said they called the guy a pervert. So then the guy... This Greg Doyle of the Indianapolis Star, he then took to Twitter to write, my comment afterward, after he did the heart, was clumsy and awkward. I sincerely apologize. Do you think he felt it was awkward?
At the time?
Yeah. I think he did.
I don't know about that, actually.
Because they don't get a lot of stars out there in Indianapolis. They probably haven't had one since Peyton Manning rolled into town. So when you're getting a big celebrity like Caitlin Clark now coming to your town that you're going to cover, and she's a woman, so you're probably not often interacting with famous women. Now he's awkward. I could kind of understand that.
Yes, I don't know that he felt it in the moment. I don't.
Oh, you don't?
I don't.
You think he was like, la-da-da-da, and then he gets to Twitter and is like, a pervert? The heck did I do?
I do think at the end, maybe the one thing he might have felt was a little awkward was when he says, do it to me and we'll get along or something like that.
Yeah.
But I think the fact that he did the sign, if you watch her, it's not an uncommon thing. I get that part. It's the, I'm glad that you're here. and we'll get along just fine.
Yeah.
Maybe that, maybe in the moment, but I don't know. I think it could have been he opened up Twitter and saw 4,000 mentions and said, uh-oh.
Right, especially if Portnoy at Barstool tweets it, then you're in trouble because then you're going to get boop, 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 boop.
Yeah.
Hammered on Twitter for
all
that.
All of the Barstool cronies now come after you.
Yeah,
I know. I know.
Also good news for her yesterday. She's set to sign a 8-figure endorsement deal with Nike.
Which is what, you know, we talked about yesterday. Like, you can sit there and complain about her contract all you want. It's insignificant. The money she's going to make is because she is who she is. That's why, she's only making $76,000. Okay, but because she's got that platform and can continue to play, she's going to make $10 million, if not more. I don't know exactly what the 10-figure number is. It's a lot of money,
eight
though.
Figures.
Eight figures.
I had
to
do the math on it. When I hear six figures.
Right, so eight figures is, how many figures?
Eight figures.
Right, so it could be $10 million, right?
Yes, $10 million dollars or more.
Because seven figures is up to $9 million.
Correct.
And when you get to 10, right. So she's going to make a lot of money. And rightly so. And she's been making a lot of money.
It used to be cool to say you got a six-figure deal. Now it feels like that's six. I want eight figures. I want nine figures.
How's that worked out for you?
Not great right at the moment, but I'm still gunning for it.
And we should all be gunning for it.
And she's going to get a signature shoe from Nike, they say. Do you think this was like men would wear this shoe or this
is just
for women?
You know what? I do think that there are some, I don't know about well, men wear it. I don't know. I always think more of the high school athlete more so and the grammar school athlete. I wouldn't be stunned if I saw an eighth grade young man wearing the Caitlin Clark sneaker. Not at all.
I might wear them just to show people, like, look how, like, cool, like, how with it I am in 2024. I'm wearing a female endorsed shoe. So look
how
at me.
Woke you are.
Yeah. Now. Like, and then I could be like a total jerk in all these other areas and I'd just be like, I'm sorry, but I am wearing Caitlin Clark's shoe, so I'm not a total jerk.
Fact of the matter is, if the shoe looks cool, people are going to wear them.
If the shoe fits, wear it. That's what I said.
But if it looks good. Like, there have been some mega stars that have designed with the company some ugly sneakers.
Oh, yeah. Can't
wear
those.
And I'm not specifically saying it's him, but just because it's a Kevin Durant sneaker, some might automatically run out and buy it, but the fringe purchaser would be like, that's ugly. I ain't buying that.
Yeah.
You know, so I think if it's a good-looking sneaker, I think people will buy it.
It's got to be a cool color, too, Jerry. I don't know what the Indiana Fever's colors are.
I would think they're blue and yellow like the Indiana Pacers, but I don't know.
Is that right?
I do not know.
Because that's what you got to do.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you have those early Michael Jordan shoes, the first ones, the red, black, and white?
I did not. No.
Those were cool.
I did not. I had Jordans, not the originals. I had the Jordans, the white. They looked like soft, foamy high tops. You remember those?
Yeah.
And then the little Jumpman.
Those were cool. I like those.
Those I had. Those are the only Jordans I think I ever had. I'm pretty sure.
I did get those Jordans, the white, black, and red ones, but I'm sure I got like the second batch that came out because I'm sure the first batch was like sold out and expensive.
By the way, the Indiana Fever is the blue, yellow, but they also have red. It almost looks like the Cleveland Guardians.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not just the blue and the yellow like the Pacers. They have red in their logo.
All right,
interesting.
They also say this is a terrible mistake by Fanatics / Nike once again.
Mm-hmm.
That right now, Jerry, if you wanted to purchase a Caitlin Clark jersey,
yeah,
like today, you didn't buy one when they first came out, you want one today, you're going to order yourself an Indiana Fever Caitlin Clark jersey.
Yes.
You will get that in August.
Well, all good things come to those who wait.
I guess so. The season starts May 14th.
I understand.
You got to get those out.
Yes.
Can you just churn those out these days? I feel like Like, right now, you want an Al and Jerry t-shirt, you can just get one. You know what I mean?
Yes, you could.
Just make one.
Yes, you could. That is very true.
What's taking so long to make these jerseys?
I do not know. You would think that that would be print on demand quickly.
Print on demand.
Knowing that people want them.
Correct.
No, but instead, we're going to make sure we have enough Tyrese Halliburton jerseys.
That we have.
Those we got plenty of.
That, there's no wait. So that was kind of weird.
Yes.
In this day and age, Jerry, I love to say in this day and age.
I completely agree.
Here's a quick story as we come to the end of this segment. This just shows you, first of all, how any little thing will make news in the NFL.
Okay.
And also will show you how boring the Cleveland Browns uniform is. That an article came out yesterday that said the Cleveland Browns, quote, return to their roots with a white face mask. The Browns will be wearing a white face mask this year, Jerry, which evidently they weren't doing.
I feel like any uniform change, we go goo goo gaga over.
I normally
do. So why not that? I mean, what's the difference?
Like, this is like, that's next level uniform change. Announcement.
I don't even know if I'd notice.
Me neither. Like, if you were to say, draw a Cleveland Brown helmet, I probably would have made the face mask white anyway.
Yeah, probably.
You're not impressed?
No, I don't care. I'm not a Browns fan. It doesn't matter to me.
Are you going
to
run out and get a Browns helmet?
I don't care about the uniforms anyway. I really don't.
Really?
I don't.
Even if it's a cool uniform?
No, I do like, I would say the only time, I don't know if it's the only time, I get annoyed when the Cowboys wear the old school uniforms on Thanksgiving.
The white helmets with the stars, yeah.
I like them. I do think they're cool. But when I watch a Cowboy game, I want to see the traditional Cowboy uniforms. But whatever. So I don't get nuts over it. It's fine. The one that I do think that is neat that I've seen in the last 20 years was the Oilers.
Yo, that was great.
When the Titans wore the Oilers uniform, and that's because they don't exist anymore. So I thought that was a really cool throwback, and that look was neat. Other than that, though, like when the Seahawks wear their... Whatever. We've seen them before. Same team. Say throw a throwback on. Like, this whole jet, you know, I think the jet black helmet is very cool. But the uniform to me looks like a jet uniform.
Right. Looks just like the Jets.
Subtle. Now, if they would have come out and said, here's our new uniforms, and all of a sudden the Jets were wearing bright red jerseys, that's a pretty big uniform change.
That's a big change, yeah.
Switching a stripe here, a stripe, whatever.
You're not that impressed.
No, it does. It looks like the Jets.
How much money over the years? And you got to think of this. You got to do compound interest and that sort of thing. How much money over the years have the Browns saved in decal money? Right? Just think of how many decals these teams go through every week, every year.
Yes.
Steelers have half the budget.
That's true.
Because they only have
one side of the helmet.
One side. The Browns have no budget for stickers. Decals.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. My guess would be with the billions of dollars that come in, though, they probably don't even give it much thought.
That's probably how they were able to afford that Deshaun Watson contract. They're like, listen, we haven't paid decal money in years, actually ever.
Well, it's really not that many helmets and not that many stickers.
But I bet you they replace those stickers every week. You're going to need a nice, fresh helmet.
I don't know about that. When I used to cover the Jets and the Giants, some of those helmets are pretty banged up.
Really?
I don't think they're wearing a new helmet every week.
New helmet, but I would feel they're changing out decals.
I really don't know.
Yeah, because I would think a guy would like to get used to his helmet.
Yeah.
You know, and then even have a couple of war scars on there.
Yes. I always liked in college when they got the stickers on the back for when they do something good in the game. The dude that had the stickers all over the back, I'm like, that's a badass.
So Ohio State did that.
Yes.
I think Florida State did that as well.
A lot of schools do it. Not all. A lot of schools do it, though.
So that's something from in a game or like you had a really good practice. Would you get one as well?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure of that, but I think so.
But in some ways, you're letting the opponent know this is the badass on the team.
Right. Look for the guy that's only got one sticker.
And but level him.
I'll use the Ohio State helmets, though. Pop with those stickers.
Yeah, those are cool.
Very cool look. All right, we'll take a quick break. 5:38. We're that close to the Boomer and Geo program on this Thursday here on The Fan.